Okay, idea and first attempt at TH. What is this material world anyway? Something like that. I don't know about you, but I found physics in school. Interesting. Especially when they started getting into what this world actually is. I mean, what it's made of and its ultimate ontology, you could say, although I didn't know that word, ontology, which means knowledge about existence, the existence of something. Anyway, there you saw these models and pictures of molecules and atoms. So I asked the teacher, what are the atoms made of? Oh, nucleus and electron. And then he went on. There's this proton and neutron, whatever you call them. But then what are they made of? And well, even smaller particles, elementary particles, So I borrowed a book on the subject in the library, and well, they were just page after page, chapter after chapter, describing even more and more such particles, made of particles and so on. And then I heard about this thing called quantum physics, where some scientists said, no, they're not even particles, they are waves. And well, at the same time, and And then I came upon this statement by the father of quantum physics, as he's called, Max Planck. Saying that I've devoted my life to study matter, and now at a ripe age I've come to the conclusion that there is no matter. There are force fields. And it's all going on in consciousness. So, I guess that statement didn't only make me bewildered. But now, at my ripe age, having studied not only the modern science I grew up with, but ancient knowledge, and not only in the West, but also in the East, I think I have started to see something. That this world is much more fantastic than I could ever imagine back then. Looking at some fabric of matter, the little particles. So let's just get down to take a real good look here. What do we humans, after all these years, actually know about the material world? Okay, first back to school. And the 17-year-old me, 15 actually, looking at those plastic models and slides of the building blocks of the material world, namely atoms. Well, as we now know, there are no little Lego blocks that everything is made of. It's much trickier than that. Well, and the scientists knew it all along. There was a very famous physicist called Rutherford. He wrote his famous book, about atoms, saying that we now know atoms are not solid blocks. In fact, I can put his quotes here by him. They are 99.999% empty space. And the rest, well, they are point particles, meaning they don't have any size, really. But are described more in terms of their effect, their energetic behavior. So we may then understand when Max Planck said what he said. Atoms are force fields. Now, another famous quantum physicist, David Bohm, writes in his book whatever it's called. I have it, so I can check it. comparing, and he says this is where quantum physics and relativity theory of Einstein agree with each other for a change. That an atom is like a can be compared to a whirlpool in a stream of water. There's a flow of energy. But in that flow appear sometimes vortexes. That appear as static structures, just as the whirlpools in the water, but are really just that flow of energy. Now, this is pretty much what the Chinese and the Indian has told us all along. Even today I met this young Chinese artist and at his exhibition in Beijing, and he tells me here how the Chinese people see things differently than the Westerners. Same with the Indians. And sure enough, I realized that those famous founders of quantum physics had indeed become very interested in Indian knowledge about Brahman, prana, that this world is actually made up of an energy that the Indians called Brahman. And well, you got it there in China in the yin and yang, the flow of energy and polarities. And sure, that's what you got there in the atoms too, right? Plus and minus polarity and a movement and a flow and circulation, as they describe it. But that this energy is indeed not dead but alive. And I know this is where it gets weird for Western minds, but not so much for Eastern minds. But again, this is what we find their statements by those scientists. Consciousness is fundamental. When you really get dig down there into the fabric of this material world, you start to see signs of consciousness. And well, that those ideas or facts, because they could be shown experimentally to some extent, were of course, or they have been ignored by the Western scientific community for 100 years or so now, but not by everyone. And it's coming up more and more again. You got panpsychism claiming that in every little atom there might be a minute consciousness. And all together they build up larger formations of consciousness. Well, it's getting into philosophy. Whether you admit it or not, and I tell you, having myself studied Indian philosophy all my life, that here the Indians and their age-old knowledge excels. And that's probably why the quantum physicists turned there. Okay, to be continued.